I interviewed Lindsay Ballyhoo because she dances and she runs. She also taught us a dance. A lot of times I see her in the Blue Sage dancing, or I see her out on Jumbo maybe running or just running around town. I like talking to Lindsay because she really likes dancing and I really love dancing too. And so it kind of just felt normal.
I'm Liza Eller with KVNF and North Fork Heart and Souls Pass the Mic. I'm a recreation reporter and I'm interviewing Lindsay, who is a local dancer. She is also a runner and does all sorts of exercise here. How long have you been dancing in the North Fork?
Since I moved here almost 15 years ago.
Where is your favorite place to dance in the North Fork?
I would say on Thursday evenings and free music in the park.
Do you think the North Fork is a good place for dancing?
I find that the North Fork is great for dancing and living and breathing, and dance for me comes whenever at all possible, if it's in the grocery store, dancing through an aisle, or dancing in the rain, or dancing late night at the Paradise Theater, or just dancing while I clean up the backcountry bistro. I just dance wherever I go.
What is your favorite thing about dancing in the North Fork?
That no two evenings or afternoons or mornings ever look alike, so there might not be even music on, and I'm can still dance, or there might just be rain and I feel the dance, or there might be a band playing that just has that favorite music that I love to hear.
Have you ever taught any dance classes in the North Fork?
Yes, I taught young girls when I was young myself, around 16, down at Lamborn. Some river dance was one of my dances I did with some young girls here, and then I've taught Zumba classes, I've taught just freestyle kind of fun things, or just been involved in different performances with the fashion shows, or any kind of movement I'm usually involved in.
Do you ever feel like leaving the North Fork and becoming a professional dancer somewhere else?
Well, I guess the thought had crossed my mind, but professional dancer, I always find that they always tell me that they lose their heart in it when they go and do it for a profession, because it's not something where you really can take care of your body when you're in a professional dancer, and it is very difficult to take care of your body in that profession. And so for me, it's more to express my body, not to destroy it or not take care of it. It's to just be who I am in that movement.
What other exercises do you do?
Well, I have decided that I've taken up running for a bit, not really because it's something I enjoy. It's mostly something that I don't enjoy, so I tend to find things to challenge me. And running up on Jumbo, I've found helps me to express myself in that way, just me and a headphone and the summer sky. And then now I look forward to dancing again, which is why I've changed everything about my life to open it up to starting to teach again and dance and move. And then I also do whatever I can do, whether it's push-ups, while I do the dishes against my countertop, or stretching in the middle of the road, or wherever I can do it, I'll do it, just to stay active and moving and not stiff.